You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. This is News Team correspondent Andrew Ramey. I'm joined in the studio today with local artist and muralist Jen Toledo. Hey, Jen, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Jen, you're a part of this group called the Cancer Fighting Mural Consortium, who have an event coming up in August. I wonder if you could talk about what the Cancer Fighting Mural Consortium is and a little bit about this event.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a loosely official group of mural painters here in Asheville. Pretty much all of us are local. And we're gathering together for 2 weekends in August to beautify the parking deck of the Cancer Center here in Asheville. So our goal is just to make it a more beautiful place for those who, you know, unfortunately have to walk through its doors. And we're just trying to create some artwork that will inspire a little hope and maybe a little whimsy in this time that's really heavy for the people that have to go there.
And so how did this group come together?
So every year, this group of artists loosely gets together and does a mural project. I believe the first one was at the bowling alley on Patton Avenue, and since then we've done 2 in the River District. Both of them were actually off of Lyman Street.
So the mural off of Patton, is that the Big Lebowski, Jeff
exactly,
Bridges?
Exactly, yeah. So it'll be a lot of those same painters.
If listeners were interested in seeing some of your work in particular, do you have any mural locations you could share of work you've done in the past?
Yeah, so in the front of Asheville's Waste Paper Warehouse on Lyman Street is one of my murals. And then actually a bunch of other mural painters that will be involved in this project are also all along that wall. And then there's another one right next door to that with the same group of artists. And that's on the back of Asheville Glass.
Where is this particular location?
It's in the hospital here in Asheville. It's the Cancer Center. So it's actually the parking deck of the Cancer Center, which I just visited it a couple weeks ago. And it's kind of this really bland concrete box at the moment. It's all gray. So we just want to enliven that a little bit and just make it a nicer place for people.
So having, as people are going through treatment with different cancer diagnoses, is it creating a more beautiful or hopeful environment for people who are spending a lot of time in this space?
Yeah, exactly. It's just going to be something nice for them to look at when they walk through the doors, or maybe if there's an extended stay, they can walk outside within, you know, take a stroll in the parking garage, and it can be a nice thing.
What kinds of images or themes can viewers expect to see?
So we are going to be weaving together these really boldly colored cancer awareness ribbons. So those will be incorporated throughout the entire art piece. And then lots of bold textures and patterns as well. And then we'll be using imagery from North Carolina's natural world around us. So there'll be a lot of really beautiful waterfalls and animals and really lively textures. Another thing we're doing is we are in the last weekend of the event, which is going to be on August 25th and 26th, we'll be inviting nurses, doctors, hospital staff, patients, pretty much anyone that would like to join that feels like their life has been affected by cancer in some way to collaborate on a public mural wall, which will kind of be set aside, and there'll be local artists available to kind of assist in that endeavor. And you know, we want it to be fun and lighthearted, and we want it for people to feel like they can be a part of it as well.
Is the public welcome to view the murals as they get painted?
Absolutely, yes. So the first weekend that we'll be painting is going to be a little bit more of a get down and dirty and work fast weekend. So we're going to try to have our muralists knock out a bunch of work then. And then on the weekend of the 25th and 26th, we'll be opening that up to the public. Hopefully we're going to have food and live music, and that's when people are going to be invited to pick up a brush and paint with us. But yeah, absolutely, you're welcome to stop by and check us out while we're painting. So far, it really has just been loosely organized. We have done some fundraising in the past, but artists have also brought their own materials in the past as well. This one is a much bigger event, and we have a lot more wall space to cover, so we are going to need help getting those materials. And we are accepting donations. If you feel inspired to contribute to this event, it would be very appreciated. Like I said, there is a lot of wall space, and The artists will be volunteering their time and their efforts, but unfortunately, art supplies are rather expensive.
If listeners are interested in learning more about this event, dates, participating artists, looking at past work, or any of these other things, do you have any resources that you can share with our listeners?
Yes, we do. Our GoFundMe and information about the event, including dates and activities, are at www.gofundme.com/cancer-fighting-mural-consortium. And again, that's www.gofundme.com/cancer-fighting-mural-consortium. Yeah, so we are still organizing a Facebook page. Things are still in the beginning stages. But if you do want to find out more, you can go to that GoFundMe link, or you can just Google Cancer Fighting Mural Consortium, and some resources should come up, including the Mountain Express did a really nice little piece about that for us.
Great. Well, yeah, Jen, thanks so much for coming in, and look forward to seeing a new art venture on the walls of the city.
Yeah, we're really excited, and you know, we really hope that people will come out and participate, and this is going to be a fun event, and by the time it's done, it's going to look great. I really love working with all these artists that are going to be participating. I've worked with them in the past, and it's just a really great group of people, so really looking forward to it. Thank you, Andrew.
Let's put a new coat of paint on his lonesome old town. Set him up, we'll be knocking him down. You wear a dress, baby, I wear a tie. We'll laugh at that old bloodshot moon in that burgundy sky.